Good morning and welcome to the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU. Andy is out a bit ill today. I'm Dave Cruz here with producer Michaelina. So we all know this classic alphabet song, right? This one?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Right? We all know that one.
U-R-S.
Well, some guy has decided to ruin it because he thinks the L-M-N-O-P part, that kids are thinking that that's one word, L-M-N-O-P.
What?
So here's the disturbing way this man has changed it.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N.
No.
O, P,
no.
Q.
I'm not even sorry, no.
First of all, he sounds creepy. He sounds like he's driving around in a white van with no windows and shag
really
carpeting
does.
It inside, right? But yeah, but that one part, well, hear it again.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q.
That totally messed me up.
I like how he leaves that pause right in the spot where you can always interject. No, or oh my God, what are you doing? It doesn't make a little bit of sense to any of us. So Sarah, we are talking about this alphabet song. What do you think?
Oh my goodness. My mom was a kindergarten teacher for many years, and I thought you'd get a kick out of what one of her students thought L-M-N-O-P was. They thought it was yellow menal P. So now I can never unhear it. When I hear the alphabet song, that's what I hear.
That's yellow all you hear is yellow menal P.
I kind of like your version. Yeah. That's funny.
The rest of us will hear that too. Yeah. Sarah, thank you.
Thanks, Sarah.
You're welcome. Have a good morning.
You too. You too.
Sandy, what do you think about it?
Well, I'm a nanny for a 3-year-old, and we were driving in the car, and he heard the new song. And he said, that's not the right way you sing it. And he proceeded to sing it the correct way.
Oh, bravo, 3-year-old.
Yeah, good for you.
Smart, right?
Too smart. Too smart. We just wanted to say we are very happy with the original version.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thanks,
Have
Andy.
A good day. Love your show.
92.5 XTU. Good morning, Pat.
Pat, we're talking about the alphabet song.
I couldn't help but call in because when you were talking about the L-M-N-O-P, mm-hmm. It made me think of many years ago, there was a baby who their first name was spelled A, B, C, D, E, and the parents pronounced the name Absidy.
Stop
and I
it.
Thought that to me was a first. I had never heard that one before. And I couldn't help but call in when I heard the L-M-N-O-P. I just thought that was perfect to add to that.
Yeah, because Dave wants to name his daughter L-M-N-O-P.
Yeah.
And so maybe she can marry someone named Absidy.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. But I listen to your show. It's the only station I listen to. I love your show. And I just thought I'd call in and just let you know.
Well, thank you. Pat, where did you hear this name?
I work in healthcare.
And
it was a baby that was born. It was her first name. And it caught my attention because I thought it was just very different. You know, it was an unusual first name and I wasn't quite sure how to pronounce it.
Well, and you would think it would just be called A-B-C-D-E.
Right. But it was pronounced Absidy.
So yeah. I wonder, like, as that child is growing up and learning how to write and encourage, like, do they sign their name in cursive with a capital A, lowercase B, C, D, right? Because that would be awkward. I feel like you need to do it all in capital letters.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. So maybe they'll be naming children now L-M-N-O-P. I don't know. That song, I was not. I like the old traditional A-B-C-D song.
For sure.
The new one is too hard to catch. I agree. You're missing letters when you sing it. This doesn't feel right.
That sounds like you forgot your alphabet.
I know. But anyway, thank you. I'm glad to talk to you all and love your show. And we'll continue to listen every single day.
Turn it up. 92.5 XTU.